listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovich with your local briefing. Power outages in parts of the Midwest are devastating, according to the local Chamber of Commerce. More than 20,000 homes and businesses were left without electricity on two separate occasions last week in Geraldton. Chief Executive of the Midwest Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Joanne Fabling, says some are even taking measures into their own hands.
We have some people that are having to resort to buying generators just to continue their business operations. And this is an extra cost. And we say, well, why does it need to cost more to do business in the Midwest and in the regions?
A Geraldton business has been left frustrated after burglars stole thousands of dollars worth of property. They targeted Geraldton bikes and boards during last Friday's blackout, tagging an e-bike valued at $6,000. Police are calling for businesses with CCTV footage of the area to come forward. A new initiative helping Geraldton retailers catch would-be thieves is in full swing. The ShopWatch scheme provides real-time updates so businesses can share information and stay up to date. It comes after a local business banned unsupervised youth at night following a surge in theft. A state MP is due back in court today on more than 40 charges for allegedly breaching a family violence restraining order, which he maintains his innocence. The appearance of Ben Dawkins comes a day after being formally chosen as Alana McTiernan's replacement in Parliament's upper house. He's likely to sit on the crossbench as Labor has started the process of expelling him from the party. In sport, with footy season right around the corner, the Great Northern Football League is on the hunt for umpires. It needs more field, boundary and goal umpires. Get your expression of interest in by March 27. And Geraldton's Judd McVee made his AFL debut at the weekend, the former Rovers player notching a handy 14 disposals for Melbourne in their massive win against the Western Bulldogs on Saturday.